Welcome to Module 11 of the How to Write a Book in 30 Days coaching course, your conclusion. Wrapping up your idea. The mission of your book doesn't really end at the end of your last chapter. You'd think that now that you've laid out all the pieces, your theme, your big idea, and all of your supporting chapters, you've all laid them all out in logical sequence, and you've come to the end, your book's complete. Well, almost. Now that you've produced all the building blocks that make up your book and shared them with the reader, it's time to conclude your message by wrapping it up in a simple, actionable summary. You want to leave your reader satisfied. You want to wrap up your book in a way that will leave your reader satisfied with the investment they made in buying and reading your book and something for the reader to take away. This takeaway can be an action step you recommend for the reader, an idea that makes the reader think differently about a particular topic, or a sense of memory, of connection between your book and the reader. You want the reader's life to be richer, warmer, or easier because of the message your book has shared. Synthesize, don't summarize. In your introduction, you'll give your reader a sense of what your book is about and why reading it would be worth the reader's while. You laid out a path for the reader to follow. In the conclusion, you're not just restating the main idea of your book, you're synthesizing the introduction with all the stepping stones, which are your chapters, in the path you've led your reader down. The reader knows more and thinks differently now that she's read your book and understood your message. The conclusion is your opportunity to challenge your reader with taking that knowledge or those ideas out into her world after she's put your book down. Using the How to Write a Book in 30 Days book as our example, we began with the central theme of turning your idea into a book, a tangible object that brings your ideas into the public eye in one professional, readable, understandable, enjoyable package. That's your book. We walk through each step you must take to turn your idea into a book. Developing the habit of writing, organizing your thoughts, creating an outline, understanding your audience, doing your research, crafting your writing skills, and building your audience. So what might make the perfect conclusion for How to Write a Book in 30 Days book? I'll give you a sample. In the sample conclusion below, I restate the main theme of the book, why I wrote it, and why you're reading it. I point out the synthesis, the change the reader has undergone from a potential writer with an idea to an author with a book ready to publish. I challenge the reader with the next step, the call to action now that the book is finished. And I give the reader a free bonus to help as she embarks on the new path of sharing her book with the world. Here's the sample conclusion for How to Write a Book in 30 Days. You're a different person now than when you began your writing project using this book as your guide. You've developed the habit of writing on a regular schedule. You've learned to gather all the pieces, the sub-ideas that support your main theme, and organize them into a logical, sequential path your reader can easily and enjoyably follow. You've learned the mechanics of building a book, from creating an outline to creating chapters, from research to writecraft. You may or may not have been a writer when you first began this project, but now you're an author. Congratulations. The book you created is no longer just an idea in your head. It's a tangible object, something your reader can both hold in her hand and in her mind. Now comes an entirely different and equally important part of an author's life. If you followed the steps we've covered in this book, you've already begun sharing your message with your potential audience. Your job as a published author will be to help facilitate your potential audience discovering your book. If they don't know about your book, they can't buy it, and their lives won't be changed by your story. It's time to share your story with the world. It may seem like a daunting task, but it's not. Just like writing your book, marketing your book, sharing it with your potential audience, can be broken down into simple, doable steps. As a thank you for reading this book, I'd like to give you access to a workshop that will teach you how to build your audience and market your book. This is my free gift to you. Just click on the flow code below with your smartphone camera to gain access. And again, congratulations. Celebrate your accomplishment today. Tomorrow it's back to work, sharing your book with the world. So back to the takeaway for your book. As you plan the conclusion for your book, understand these points and ask yourself how you want your reader to feel and what you might want to challenge your reader to do or think as a result of reading your book. Picture the reader turning the last page of your book. A hint of a smile on her lips, or maybe a tear in her eye, or maybe the spark of a fire in her spirit. That's the parting gift you leave your reader with, the feeling that this journey with you has been worthwhile. Now let's talk about your homework. Number one, begin your conclusion by reminding your reader of the important points of the book you want them to remember and take away. Number two, synthesize the ideas you've covered in the book into a single statement that's really the theme of your book. Number three, give your reader a call to action. What is the next step you want your reader to take in their journey? And number four, create a free gift you can add as a bonus for your reader. Our next module is writing your introduction.